Your number one news and talk station.
It's 17 minutes past 8 o'clock this Sunday morning. Some of us are going to be lucky enough to get a bonus round about this time of the year. And I said some of us because the majority, unfortunately, are not going to be enjoying that because of the strains on the economy that everybody is going through right now. But if you are lucky enough to get that bonus, what to do with it is the question. And Leanne Lutz is going to help us with that. She's a wealth coach at Women's Wealth. Leanne, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Majority of people are going to go, it's extra money to spend on lovely Christmas treats and festive holidays and all those kind of things. But one perhaps should rethink about what to do with that bonus. Hey.
Well, this is the thing. A bonus these days is a privilege. No longer guaranteed, and you work very hard to get your bonus, so you need to use it wisely. It's not always the right thing to just spend it on all Christmas presents and all things that you want. You need to be strategic about it, and you need to spend smartly. So that's where we have to come in and think carefully before we just blow our bonus.
So, if I am going to get a bonus, which I'm not, for this period, what would you advise that I do?
Right, well, what I would do, first of all, if you're aware that you are going to get a bonus, what I would do is plan before you get the bonus what you are going to do with the bonus, because if you just get your bonus without any thought into it, you're going to blow that bonus and look back and think, oh, where's the money gone? Because it goes very fast. So, the first thing to do with a bonus, if you have got debt, is to reduce your debt. The best thing you can do for yourself is to reduce debt. Because normally when it comes Christmas, you're either going away or getting presents, and all this is to make you feel better. And then comes January, when you've bought all these things and gone away and spent your bonus plus more, instead of feeling better, you are feeling shocking. You come back with a lot more debt and you start your year financially stressed. So the thing is to start right down. Okay, I've got this amount of debt. I need to reduce it. However, I also need to spoil myself. It is that time of year where you want to spoil yourself. So you want to buy something for yourself or you want to go on a holiday. However you want to do it, you need to give yourself something, but at the same time, you need to reduce your debt. So it's breaking up your bonus into debt reduction, giving yourself something, and also remembering that the beginning of the year comes, depending on your situation, your family situation. If you have got kids, you're going to have school fees, you're going to have school uniforms, you're going to have the expenses. So to me, the best holiday you can give yourself is to take debt or reduce debt. So if you're not going to really have the money to spend, reduce your debt and keep money for the beginning of the year. So you don't start 2018 with this huge, huge thing on your head. Now I've got all this to pay off and I've got all these expenses. So number one is reduce your debt.
And what sort of debt are we talking about here, Leanne? Do you go after the big ticket item first, so your bond, your car payments and all that kind of thing, or do you get rid of your credit card and store card debt first?
Well, there are ways of doing it, and depending on how your debt is placed, would depend on how you're going to pay it off. So if you've got credit card debts, you look at the one with the highest interest rate and start paying that one off first. In other words, paying the most towards that card and paying less towards the ones with the lower interest rate. If you have got a bond, an access bond, the best thing to do is to pay off your credit cards and perhaps your car payments with money from your access bond. And in that way, you'll give yourself more cash, spendable cash in your month, because you won't have the huge amount of, you're not paying only interest on your credit cards, because all you'll be doing is paying interest on your credit cards, not paying the capital. Then if it's in your bond, you'll be able to pay more towards your bond and have more money to spend. And it's sort of, it clears your debt. It makes it more copable. So you've got one debt sitting in your bond, which is paying off a very valuable asset, which makes sense, instead of paying credit card, car payments, which have very high interest rates. So the best place to start is, okay, I've got a bond, I've got an access bond, I can pay all my other short-term debts with my bond. That would be first prize. Otherwise, you take your highest interest-bearing credit card or account and you start paying the most towards that and just paying the minimal against the others. Once that highest one is paid off, then you start paying the next. And it's amazing, as soon as you start paying your debt in the correct manner, it goes down very fast.
I can imagine.
If you can put that bit extra from your bonus, things change.
Yeah.
That little bit of change makes a big difference. That's what I've learned over the years. You know, you think, oh no, it's a bottomless pit. I'm never going to get there. And that's not the case. That is not the case.
And of course,
it's also a mindset.
One will then need to not only start appreciating the disappearance of debt, do not get yourself into unnecessary debt beyond that. Because we often do that, right? Where we pay off the one piece of debt only for us to then use that very same credit card or store card to go get ourselves into more debt. Okay, so debt
advice is, as you finish with that store card, Pack it away, leave it, destroy it. Don't fall into that habit. You know, the feeling, the mindset of going, if you have the mindset, I'm losing my debt, I'm not going to create debt again, that's it. Make your mind up, and the feeling is incredible because it starts happening and it's amazing what it does to you.
All right. Leanne, we've got time for one more thing that you can advise us to do with our bonus. What is the second thing?
Yes. The second thing I would say, well, spend smartly and pace your spending. Don't be impulsive. Don't make impulsive buys and then afterwards think, oh, I didn't need it. Think about what you're buying. Think about each purchase. Because if there's not a limitless amount of money, don't spend your money on something impulsively and then look back and think, I really should never spend my money on that. Put thought into what you're buying, and you'll appreciate what you have bought then. It won't be buyer's remorse. It will be you'll enjoy what you have bought, and you know you haven't overspent on what you have bought. It will be wisely spent. Your bonus is your money. Make it work for you. Spend smartly, reduce your debt, and that bonus can make a big difference to your life.
Very good advice there, Leanne Lutz. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Wealth coach at Women's Wealth, talking to us about what to do with the bonus. Should you be lucky enough to earn a bonus this November-December period, and taking care of that debt. I cannot stress enough the importance of that. Get it out of your life as soon as you can. We live in a country that is so indebted. The amount of household income that has to be used to service debt, to pay back debt, is extraordinary in many ways. Thank you very much, Leanne Lutz, for your call.